Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner this morning. Have a couple of interesting guests going to be here, but before we get to that part of the show, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. On this beautiful sunshiny morning after rain all night long, the old river is a little muddy this morning. I think we've had floods and a little bit of wind, and I don't know whether there had a tornado come down over around Cookeville and Crossville or not, but it's kind of a rough night. But everything's beautiful this morning, and we're looking forward to a great show here this morning here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, where we come to you live and in living color each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast this evening at 5 in the afternoon. And these shows are all streamed to the Delahalla Horizon site pretty soon after we send them up in the cloud and get them put on there where you can listen to them there. And we really appreciate you allowing us to come in with you this morning into your homes. And we also are appreciative of the folks that make this show possible, that being the three-star committee, the Clay Chamber, and all the fine folks in and around Clay County here that buy a little bit of sponsorship time on here that make this possible. And it's great that we are able to do this. And we have, like I said, we have a couple of guests this morning. I know Miss April Smith Patterson is on her way over here in a few minutes, but right now we're going to come back just in a few minutes here with a very special guest. But before we remind everyone that we'll be giving away our birthday gift at the end of the show. And about halfway through the show, we'll be reading off the folks that are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. And before we do that, we've got a couple little announcements here. Not little, it's a fairly good announcement. One, Mr. Zachary Smucker from over at the high school, senior, who is participating in the TLSAA Golf State Championship at Sevierville this week. And remind everyone that our football team is playing up at Scott County at, I guess that's in Winfield, Tennessee, and it's Scott County High School is, I believe, and up there. And, of course, we got the chili cook-off coming here this weekend. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and Dr. Doug Young is here, and he's going to be talking to Mr. Benny Reed Plumley, who recently celebrated his 100th birthday. And this is going to be kind of a free-flowing show for a little while here, where they discuss some of the things that some of the few things that he may have witnessed here over the last 100 years. And with that, we'll be back just in a moment.
All right.
Identity theft is the fastest-growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making bank and trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug misuse is a prevalent and often fatal problem among youth throughout Tennessee. Your prescriptions are for you alone. It's against the law for anyone else to take them. 3.6% of Clay County students reported having taken a pain medication not prescribed to them in the last 30 days. 7.6% of students surveyed reported that within the last 12 months, at least one of their closest friends have used prescription drugs not prescribed to them, which is alarming. So remember, count it, lock it, drop it. Count it. Count your pills regularly. Make sure none are missing. Lock it. Lock your medications in a safe place to keep them out of the wrong hands. Drop it. Anonymously drop off unused or expired prescriptions anytime in the disposal bin located at the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Find out more on Facebook. Search for Clay County SADD/Anti-Drug Coalition. The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalitions reminds you, count it, lock it, drop it. For information and referrals concerning addiction issues, please call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. This project, funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said earlier, we have Mr. Benny Reed Plumley sitting here with us and Dr. Young. I'm going to let you take over for a few minutes with Mr. Plumley.
All right. It's a pleasure this morning to be on with Benny Reed Plumley. I've known Benny Reed practically all of my life, and we had breakfast together this morning, and we were kind of comparing notes. I've lived through half of Clay County's history, but Benny Reed has lived through two-thirds of Clay County's entire history. And this morning at breakfast, I asked this question, and I'll ask him again and let him answer it. Can you remember, Benny Reed, when we did not have a bridge across the river?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you get across the river?
Well, ferry boat from one side of the Endless Liner and back toward Moss again.
What did it cost back then to ride the ferry boat?
10 cents, I believe.
Well, when we got the bridge in, I understand it, you had to pay to get across the bridge. Do you remember that?
Yeah. When it was freed, I was the first man that crossed it with a dump truck.
With a dump truck.
Let me ask you, Benny Reed, how did you get to Salina from Moss during those days? Did you come down the Dividing Ridge Road?
No, we come down the Walker Hill.
Okay, so the Austin P. Highway was completed by then.
The road's been changed since back them days.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, now I understand that you've not lived all your time in Clay County. You've traveled around some.
Yes. Yeah, I can tell you I went to several different countries in South America, Venezuela, and Hawaii, and Mexico, Texas, a whole lot.
Did you not move with your family to, what was it, California or Texas?
Texas, about 800 miles from Salina. Took almost 2 weeks in a Model T to make the trip in one way.
And I understand your dad may have come up with a good idea on that trip and fixed it like a motor home.
Yeah, I guess it was the first motor home everybody ever heard of. They bought a Model T for $462. I think it was brought up from Nashville on a boat. And then they delivered it to Moss. That's been 1924.
And he built a cabin on it.
They built a 10-foot bed, motor home on it, like. And Cordell Carter was in the family at that time, married one of my older sisters, and he drove it to Texas and back. And we camped out in the forest, anywhere we get in out of the rain, and different nice people on the way. We're gone 6 months and picked cotton for 1 cent a pound. You had to be a pretty good picker to get 100 pound a day. And boy, they all pitch, and they haul cotton seed from the gin to the mill where they made feed for them. They got $5 a day for hauling cotton seed.
Well, let me ask you this. When they picking cotton, were they dragging the big long bags through the field and filling them up with cotton,
yeah,
dragging the bags behind them?
Yeah, 14, 15-foot bag for grown people. They'd drag it on the ground and have a strap over your shoulder. That's a pretty hard way to make a living back then. But we made it. 11 kids. I'm the only one living out of 11.
Okay, now let me ask you a little bit about your family's, I guess, profession. I know that you had, I know that you were a heavy equipment operator basically most of your life, but I know your family had been in the logging business or the mill business from many, many years ago with your brothers. And
yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about the different bit, your, a little bit about your brothers and the things that they did.
Yeah.
Eugene, your brother Eugene.
Yeah, you're talking about the music?
Yes.
Yeah, there's kind of a family, a band, like. I have a sister played the guitar and one played the mandolin, and my dad played the old-time fiddle. And then my aunt Liza, she played the banjo.
And did you play dances out the Moss Grade School in the auditorium there much?
Yeah, they played for school programs and different things, you know. It was pretty interesting back them days. That was the only recreation we had.
And did you get out and dance any with them?
I can't hear you.
Did you dance any with them when you weren't playing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Young, back to
all
you
right.
Again for a minute.
Another question I have is, I think there's an interesting story about when you met your wife.
Well, it's pretty interesting. I lied a little bit. I went to see her. My mother was a great friend of her grandmother, and we walked across the field, no road, and she was 3 weeks old, and I went to see her the first time. I lied a little. I put my name on her. I thought she was pretty. 14, a year later, I saw her again, and the next time, she was about 15 and a half. I finally got her.
Not many people met their wife when she was born. And you were how old when she was born?
I was 3 and a half years old. And we got back from Texas and went to see her, a new baby. Had to go see the new baby, you know, and that was my wife.
So you were 18 and she was 15 when you got married?
Yeah.
Where'd you all live in the beginning?
In Indiana. We went to Tipton, Indiana. That's where I saw her the third time when I got to see her. And from then on, I guess we was pretty close.
What did you do up in Tiffin? Did you go up there and pick tomatoes?
We picked tomatoes, pulled sweet corn. You couldn't get a job around here for 30 or 40 cents a day. Up there, we went to getting $1.50 a day for working on tomatoes.
Well, being in Tiffin is a whole lot like being in Moss, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All the strong boys were up there.
After the 37 is when we went to Indiana the first time. We bought a Model T, my brother did, and we drove it to Indiana.
Now, which one of your brothers was that?
That was one of my older brothers, Wayford Crumley. He never was back here no more after that. He lived in Indiana the rest of his life. Passed away at 52. He worked with a farmer, and then he wound up working at a Firestone Rubber Company. And he worked there until he retired. He had to retire.
When did you start driving heavy equipment?
76 or 8 years ago. Bought my first little tractor dozer back then. I helped clear the Wolf Creek Reservoir. And I never had been on one but a couple of times till then. I learned to drive and winch and timber. We burnt a lot of good timber on the reservoir.
Were you working for Cordell Carter then, or were you working just...
He
owned the equipment?
He owned the equipment, and he worked for a lot of people. He wound up moving houses for people.
Right. And I helped do that a little bit over the years.
Yeah.
And Benny Reed, I can remember because...
He's been gone several years, but he...
Right.
He should have wrote a book because he could remember everything that happened back those days.
Well, Benny Reeve, on the Wolf Creek thing, I think I was 4 years old, and my dad, he built a little cabin on the back of the log truck, if you remember, and we all slept in that,
yeah.
And we had the big community tent out there in the field where, there's, I don't know, eight
yeah.
or ten families, we all gathered again, and they cooked in the tent there.
I remember a lot of things back when I was 3 and come on up, but some things I don't remember real good now, especially names, I forget them.
Did you also work on, I guess you didn't work on Center Hill then when they cleared the reservoir up at Center Hill as a equipment. You may have a chainsaw up there.
My brother-in-law, he worked at Center Hill clearing. And they burned a lot of good timber off of those reservoirs, you know, government took it.
And it
was so cheap you couldn't afford to log it.
Right. They just piled it up and made big piles of it and burned some great,
yeah.
beautiful timber then, didn't they?
Yes.
They
used mostly mules and horses to clear in that land. My brother had one little tractor on it. They went to test off the river banks with it.
That might have been the little M crawler, was it?
Yeah, that was little M.
And I also know that you're speaking of your brother-in-law, Cordell Carter, there, and he also worked. He's probably one of the few men that worked on the clearing of all three of the dams.
You didn't think much about the history back then, or we could have come up with more, but people just done well to make a living, you know.
Well, you know, I know a lot of folks... that they actually followed up and moved up to Center Hill and lived up there. And
yeah.
I think we lived in an old storehouse for a little while, celebrated my 4th birthday up there, I think, and then moved on up to Wool.
Yeah.
And we were all actually up there, Benny Reed, when the big flood came through. I know we were all up there.
Yeah.
At Wolf, when all that and all the creek and stuff up there, and I think everybody up there kind of rushed to get back to Clay County, didn't they?
I moved several families up there to work on the Center Hill clearing when they cleared the reservoir.
And you know, another interesting thing there is, you know, when they built the dam up there, that they built little houses for the people that worked on the dam to live in, and those cabins made it back to Cedar Hill Resort. And are still being used as cabins up at Cedar Hill. All the cabins down on the lakefront at Cedar Hill were actually built for workers that were working on Center Hill Dam. And I think you probably helped move some of those cabins back over here from Center Hill, didn't you?
They sold them when the dam was finished, and my brother-in-law moved them to people that bought them.
And they moved them back over here, and a lot of them went below the dam,
where people
Now, people that worked at the dam lived in those cabins for a while. Okay, now, I tell you what, let's take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition wants to remind you, as children mature, it is natural for them to assert their independence, seek new challenges, and engage in risky behavior. Underage drinking is one such behavior that attracts many adolescents. They may want to try alcohol, recognize its effect on their health and behavior. People ages 12 to 20 drank 4% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. Although youth drinks less often than adults do, when they drink more. More than 90% of all alcoholic drinks consumed by young people are consumed through binge drinking. For more information or referrals, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. This project is funded under a grant contracted with the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Dr. Young and with Benny Reed Plumley, and I'm going to let Doug take over for a few minutes, and he and Benny Reed are going to talk about, I think, maybe the World War II period of time that Benny Reed made it through pretty good.
We've talked just a little bit about the Depression and how that was, but Benny Reed, the war came along. And that's what kind of got us out of the Depression. There were more jobs. What did you and your wife do during the war?
We worked at the Packard Motor Company and built parts for the little fighter planes.
Ah.
She got to be inspector for the Army.
So you worked in the airplane industry. You worked in the airplane business, huh?
Yeah. I do a little bit of one little part. I'm get five a night, and they take the Detroit to finish out a motor scene.
Okay, now, can I ask you a little question? Did Cordell and Laura Renton, were they up there at that time? Did he happen to work in that factory? Cordell Carter was... Because I know he had an interest in flying back when we had the barnstorming pilots and things that came through here.
Yeah.
He was always ready to try to catch him a flight on one of them.
You're talking about the plane that force landed out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And he had, but that's another story there where the pilot had to force land out at Moss.
Yeah, my brother had a little station and he burned some gasoline to take it up and they landed out of the road. They took off out of the road when they got the gas in it.
Yeah, the pilot had to land. Was that out on the Midway Road down in there? And I think maybe at one time, Cordell, he may have actually had to take the low boy down there somewhere in the field and haul one out, didn't he?
Yes.
I've got to ask this question. When did you see your first airplane?
Well, I don't remember the actual date, but it's been, I'd say I wasn't but 5 or 6 years old at that time. And I remember it. I don't remember what kind it was, but it was a small plane.
Well, when you rode in your first airplane, when you took an airplane trip, what did you think of that
in
the beginning?
Well, they had a show in Indiana, and they'd take you up for like $1.50 for you'd be up 15 minutes, maybe, in a small plane, and I went up in it, and that was the first time I ever flew in that.
I think that actually happened. You're in Clay County a few times.
I was like 17 years old at that time.
And when we had the boat races up here, my dad came and got me, and we went on a little flight around the lake and around Salina and back, and it was $5. I remember it was $5, and that was it. I remember the people looked like little ants running around down there, I thought. That's been a while ago.
But, you know, we were talking about the plane, the forced landing out there, and one of them, this one, I think maybe he kind of messed up, didn't make a real good landing. I think that Cordell had to take the low boy down there, and they had to take the wings off of the plane and haul it out on the low boy to get it up
right
to the highway and take it, I guess took it back to Nashville, I guess, didn't they, Benny Reed?
I met a good friend. His name was Bishop. He was a kind of a stunt pilot, and he built a real fast plane, and they put on a show in Indiana. And he told the other pilot, said, "You get in front, I'll pass you, make the show more interesting." Piece of the other man, the plane broke off, caused him to crash, and he burned in the plane.
You know, that was a pretty dangerous thing then, but you know, that did you ever see any of the wing walkers where they got up on top of the wings and walked on the wings?
Sure.
The wing walkers, you ever see that at any of the air shows back in those days?
No, I don't. I saw them land on a Ford car at a show in Indiana once, and then it took off of that car, and it had to get up 60 miles an hour to take off, and of course they had a platform on top of the car, and he landed on it, and then he took off on it. That's a pretty good show.
That's pretty precision work, isn't
it?
That may be where the idea for fueling planes in mid-air came from.
The pilot and the driver of the car had to be right together on it.
Benny Reed, I want to go back just a minute and a question or two that we didn't ask about the 1930s. That was during the Depression. Now, Thomas and I both grew up with our parents talking about how hard times were in the Depression. What can you tell us about the Depression and how hard times were?
Well, they was a big family of us. We never got any help. We had to raise what we had to eat or we didn't have it. And like a friend of mine, I knew him, another fellow he was talking to, he told him, said, "I believe things are getting better." That's when President Roosevelt was first elected. He said, "How do you know it's better?" He said, "Well," said, "I saw a rabbit this morning and said there was nobody after it."
Well, my mom used to say, we used to pour here in Clay County one time, the rabbits had to pack their lunch to get across the county.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Were you old enough to work on, I'm sure you, with some of the WPA projects that we had around here?
Yes.
Can you think of some of those? Can you remember?
I had a brother that worked for WPA. They got to work 2 weeks and around Standing Stone Park and all that country in there. They allowed everybody was able to work 2 weeks at that time. And that's some of the pay that Roosevelt started.
Okay, and during that time, if you worked for WPA and you had a horse and a scoop, you furnished your own horse, your own mule and scoop to do work with, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I think maybe, you know, back in those days, the building of Highway 52 from Salina over to Livingston, that was volunteer workers that did that. But you didn't have to do any of that, did you, where they helped build the highway across there?
Yeah. I watched them build the road from Moss to Tompkinsville, Kentucky. That road there used to be a 52 highway, was a toll road from Salina to Nashville. It cost $1.50, I think, to travel it. That was a lot of money, you know, back then.
Yeah, because, you know, in those days, that tax money wasn't there to pay for all these big, fancy highways. I think maybe each county, for the Austin Peay Highway, which ran from, I guess, the one that runs from Orlando now all the way over to, 87, I think each individual county was responsible for building the, the roadbed stuff for that highway.
Yeah. Well, the same way with electricity. I remember when it was put from Macon County to Salina, They said if we get enough people to take it, they're going to get it for $1.50 a month minimum bill. First raise they wanted was nickels. Said they had so many bills to mail out. So they asked for one nickel raise.
We're going to take a little short break here again for a minute. We'll let you rest up a minute here, and we'll be back in a second. Right now, I'm going to read our birthdays for today. Let me pull off my long-distance glasses here where I can read. But celebrating birthdays or anniversaries during this time period, Mr. Billy Jean Smith out at Moss celebrated the birthday, and this came from his father, Johnny, Rinaldo, Loretta, and the rest of the family. I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And here, Billy and Sue Cherry celebrated an anniversary, I think, on the 3rd. And I think they have been married, I think, more than 25 years. But happy anniversary to them. Mr. Herman Roten celebrated a birthday this past week. And then a youngster, Knox Trobal, Ms. Liz Brown called that one in, celebrating a birthday on the 8th. And also celebrating a birthday this week, Ms. Lisa Walker celebrated. Ms. Kelly Carr celebrated a birthday. And Ms. Sherry Barlow also celebrated a birthday. And Monica Smith, I do know that Monica flew in from Oregon to spend her birthday. She works out there now with Dennis and Nina Pearl out Moss. So we'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And also, Allison Massengale Loftus celebrated the birthday. So with that, we'll come back in a minute, and we will, I may ask Dr. Young to give me a number today to do that, to choose. That'd be our highly non-computerized selection system for today. But with that, we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we're continuing on today. I don't know how we're going to get all 100 years in here in an hour, but we're doing pretty good so far. Doug, have you got some more things that you want to particularly ask Benny Reed about?
Yes, many things that folks today take for granted, and Benny Reed saw the first of these things. Benny Reed, you can remember when you didn't have electricity.
That's right.
Now, tell us about not having any electricity. What did you guys do for light? And
kerosene. We had kerosene lamps. And we got a gasoline lamp. It come out. We got a gasoline, burnt gas. That made a real brighter light, you know.
So you didn't have refrigerators. What'd you do?
No, we had to keep things in the cellar that we had under the house. Take milk to the spring, keep it cool.
What about an ice box? Did you get advanced
some people had ice box, but we didn't have much way of getting ice out of them where we lived, you know.
Well, now, did you ever come to Salina to get any ice out of the ice house?
Yeah, they had ice plant here in Salina.
Do you remember how they kept the ice from thawing out in the summertime?
Yeah.
Where they take and put ice down and put sawdust, a layer of sawdust and a layer of ice?
They had people built some red houses out of sawdust to keep ice a long time.
And have a little ice in the summertime.
Yeah.
Something else that was new in your lifetime was radio. When did you hear your first radio?
We had a neighbor out there. In fact, he was my mother's cousin. Got the first radio we ever heard from WSM. We'd go out there and listen to Grand Ole Opry on the radio. It was a long time before we ever could get a radio.
And those radios had a battery in them about as big as a table, didn't they? I mean, they were great, big old things.
Yeah, you could run it off of a car battery, you know.
And then finally came along a new invention, a TV. When did you see your first television?
Well, I don't even remember exactly the date, but we had one of the first televisions, my wife and I. We was married 57 years, and we saw a lot of happening, upgraded stuff, you know. And she'd been gone 27 years.
You know, I can remember the first TV I saw, and it was up in Kokomo, Indiana. We went up to visit May and Herman Smith up there, and one of their neighbors had a television. And I can remember the first TV show I ever saw, Kugla, Fran, and Ollie, on the television up there. I think they worked at Firestone up there, too, at one time.
I don't think that Kugla, Fran, and Ollie would draw much of an audience today with as far as we've come. I can remember here in Salina when we just had one channel, and Freeman Swan ran a line all over town so we could get a good reception. Another thing that came after the TVs in this county was telephones.
We had a friend, he was a kind of real good friend. He working at the Oscar factory, and he said, "Let's go home and play television when they get off of work, you know." Ada Spoon.
Oh, okay. Now, I know the town of Moss. Can you remember some of the businesses that used to be there in Moss back when you were a youngster?
It's our general store and Audie McLuhan General Store. There used to be two restaurants. We don't have nothing anymore.
Okay, now, I know the couple of restaurants. I know Miss Strong.
Yeah, Miss Loshi had a restaurant.
Loshi Strong had a restaurant there. And you said Audie McLaren's store there. And that, of course, that Mr. Dayton and John Harrod, that was their dad. And the other, who ran the other grocery store?
Then Jim Rich had a store there.
Okay. That was right across the road from Audie's store there. And also up through there, I believe, up at, what about the meeting place up there? Bert's Garage.
Yeah, that was a pretty, it was a station, gas station and a garage together. And it lasted a long time. I remember it when they first built it.
Ben Reed, I remember all of you fellas coming in there and gathering in usually early in the morning, every morning before you headed to the log woods and tell tales and maybe pull a prank or two on somebody every once in a while.
Benny Reed, what all could you buy at the general stores back in those days?
You bought just barely what you could make out with, like sugar and salt, coffee, and to mail a letter, you take 1 cent a, you get a penny a piece for age, take three of them to get a stamp to mail your letter. And they'd all write a little in it, just save the stamp, you know. That was pretty hard times.
What about Dave and Dorothy's hardware store? Dave and Dorothy Hastings' hardware store.
Yeah, they finished out with a country store there. Dave Heston and his wife, Dorothy.
And I think at one time, one of the Hestons out there was a dealer for Moline Tractors, I believe. I don't remember, was that Bert or one of the other?
Yeah.
And I know, like I said, they're at Bert's Garage. As a youngster growing up, I used to go up there in the morning sometimes with my dad, and I know that it was the meeting place. All of the political arguments took place there. That was back in the day when the Republicans were in the minority and Democrats were in the majority there, and there was some pretty heated sometimes. Heated political arguments went on there.
Yeah.
And I remember Aunt Tennessee Reeser had a little house right there in the middle of Moss, didn't she?
Yeah.
And
Minnie Reed, another thing that's coming to my mind is the people today get help on a lot of things. Back when you were growing up with 11 kids in the family, you all got no help. You had to rough it on your own.
Yeah.
How do you think these folks today would be able to make it if they had to go back to that kind of time?
They wouldn't make it. They'd steal and rob before they'd try to make it. You know.
And starve to death.
Yeah. They'd eat. Some of them would starve. That's like the rabbit deal. Knowing nobody after it.
Yeah, I know that some folks said that when their grandma made soup and she put the meat in, she tied a string to it so she could pull it back out and use it for the next pot.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember making coffee and then using the same grounds for about 3 days.
Yeah. Wasn't very strong on the last.
No. Got pretty weak down about the third day. The jobs didn't really start coming to this area until the 1950s.
Yeah.
And things started looking up.
Yeah, that's... When we went to Indiana in 1937, things had started picking up, but it took it a while to ever catch up here, you know. But we could make a little money working on the farm up there.
And also, Benny Reed, I know you were living in this area when our young men came back from World War II. Can you remember, maybe you know some of any of the young men that we lost that were your friends during World War II?
Yeah. My brother he volunteered from Indiana.
And do you know where... Was he killed in action?
Or? No, he made it back.
He made it back home.
But when the war ended in Germany, he had to go to the hospital. He had some surgery on his hand. And he strung telephone wire all the way up to the front lines and drove a big heavy truck. And if he hadn't been in the hospital, he might have been on the front when the war ended in Germany.
So he was one of the guys that had to go out and string the communication lines and stuff where the generals could talk to each other.
And he was under General Patton. He was in 2 miles where he swam the Rhine River, showed the soldiers that it could be done, you know.
Well, now, I know from the history that we have studied, if you were in one of General Patton's companies or whatever, that you were right in the middle of all the major battles that happened, weren't you?
Well, he told me one thing happened. They captured a man and woman on the farm, and they were hunkered in the corner, and he was a barber, and he let them know if they wanted a haircut or shave, he'd do it. And she was an excellent cook and brought things out of the cellar and cooked meals. They stayed there 2 days and rested up. But he saved every one of them. I'll give them a haircut if they needed it, if they wanted it.
You know, it was strange. You know, there's so many of those stories like that where the common folks who were basically the same type folks that were fighting each other. But when they were allowed to get along with each other, they didn't have any problem getting along, did they?
No.
I know we hear stories like that all the time where they came into those captured places.
Some of his buddies asked him, said, "Aren't you afraid he'll cut your throat with a razor?" And said, "What are you boys going to be doing while he's doing that?" And said, "They ever one wound up with getting their hair cut, maybe."
Yeah.
And she cooked 2 or 3 good meals for him.
Betty Reed, do you have a favorite story that you tell? Do you have a favorite story that you tell?
No, I don't have a favorite story. I just remember lots of things, you know. Since I was 3 years old, I remember about everything. I remember when they built a house on the truck and saw the lumber.
Well, did you ever make the trip to California in an older vehicle?
I've been in California 2 or 3 times.
Well, now, what did you do? What are you doing going to California?
When I went to California?
Yeah.
Oh, we just visited. I had a distant relation there. And she was the first cousin. She was lived there until she passed away. She had 2 daughters with my birthday, the 25th of this month. And
that was the day you turned 100, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, the first time that you went to out of Clay County, to Indiana, or to Texas, now, Texas wasn't a whole lot different from Tennessee in those days, was it? Except for
a lot of it was like Tennessee. I guess that's the reason they settled there. But my dad really meant the homestead land, but they all got homesteads. He had to bring them back.
I think at that time you could go out there, and if you wanted to homestead a section of land, which was about, 640 acres, I believe, that you could take ownership of that land. And I know we had quite a few folks that went out there and did that. And what about the first time that you went to Indiana?
Land was really cheap back then. I don't know the price, but not very much acre.
Right. Well, what about the first time you went to Indiana, to one of the big cities? What did you think about that?
When you went
through Indianapolis and up that way, what did you think about that?
We camped outside of Indianapolis the second. It took about 2 or 3 days to go to Indiana the first time. We camped out.
What did your mom probably fried up about a large bucket full of fried chicken?
Yeah.
And put it in the lard bucket, put the lid down on it, and when you'd stop, open that lid up, reach in there and get a big chicken leg. And
we camped out of Elizabethtown the first day out, going that way, and they cut a beet tree there, and my brother went and helped them. They gave us almost a lard can full of honey.
And, of course, I guess the old Highway 31 that people used to travel from here, I'd say you put many a mile on 31 between here and Indiana.
31, you had to travel that or you didn't get there.
And then built 65 and kind of relieved that. But 31 is still a beautiful drive. If anyone wants to drive to Indiana that way, it's a great drive. But
It used to take all day to drive from Indiana, where we lived up there, down to Tennessee.
You know, you were just talking
about 5 hours now on the interstate.
Right. You know, and like I said, in those days, you made it to Elizabethtown, Kentucky the first day, and now you that's just a little bit past walking speed, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're getting down nigh to the end of the show. I'm going to take a little short break. And I'm going to let you rest a while now, and I think when we come back, Dr. Young's going to do a little talking about over at the chamber. So you can kind of sit back and relax a minute. And it's been a great pleasure for me, and I know for Doug, for us to sit here and talk to you a little bit. And like I said, I can remember as a youngster growing up around you and the heavy equipment you operated, and just knowing it, you've been around for, like we said, all of our lives. And It's been a pleasure having you here with us and let you reminisce on some of the things that you have seen, done, and been a part of over the years. And we really appreciate it. And we might try to have you back next year about this time on your 101st birthday. How would that be?
Yeah.
You want to make that a date?
Yeah.
You want to make that a date where you come back this time next year to celebrate 101?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to depend on that now.
I'll try my best.
Okay. All right. Let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making bank and trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone. Dr. Young, you want to give us a little rundown quickly here on what's going on over at the chamber before we do our birthday?
Yeah, you might help me. We got the chili cook-off coming here on the square this weekend.
Yeah, that's
Saturday. Everybody come out and enjoy some really good chili. And I think they've got music coming and a real good time. And I think April Patterson is having another barn sale. And so those events are happening. And then all around Clay County, we have a bunch of events going on. So this is the time to come to the Upper Cumberland on this Saturday, and you could cover a whole bunch of events. Out at the chamber, we've got a program going that I'd like to talk about for just a minute. If you're unemployed and if you're looking for a job, if you'll come by the chamber and fill out a one-page application, and about all that's on that application is your work experience and your education. What kind of training have you had? And what we'll do then, once you fill that application out, we'll scan it on the computer and email it out to over 100 employers. Now, we've had lots of people to come by and get those applications, and we've sent it out many times. So if you'd like to take advantage of this service, there's no cost to it. Just come out and get an application, and we'll take care of that. If you're a business in Clay County and you've not joined the Chamber of Commerce, we welcome you to do that. We've got a price that'll fit your business, and you get a lot of advertising and promotion when you join the chamber. So we welcome chamber members, and we welcome the folks who are looking for a job.
Okay, and I guess in line kind of our partnership we're working with over Standing Stone. Standing Stone is having their big car show this weekend. And I know we're kind of working on a bit of a partnership with Standing Stone, aren't we?
The Department of Environment and Conservation has extended their hand out to try to help distressed counties. And so we're looking forward to doing even more with them. We have established a friendship with them. Their manager's been over and sat down with us. We've been over and taking our advertising material over there, and we're just 7 miles from Standing Stone State Park. Livingston's 13 miles from Standing Stone State Park. So we want to try to get all those people who are camping or are going to Standing Stone and spending the night. We'd like to get those folks to come on over here and shop and eat in our restaurants.
And also, of course, we're in the process now of trying to get publicizing the fact that the Salina Donaldson Park. City of Salina, Donaldson Park is now open, and improvements are being made. Plans are being made. I know they're working hard on getting one of the splash things where the kids run through and get wet with the water coming up out of the ground.
Right now, we're waiting for some estimates on being able to redo the surface in our court area. When we get that, then we'll start making a difference in the three-star grant this year. We've got a $50,000 three-star grant to work on the park with.
And also, we're very, very close. We're getting ready. The window restoration folks have our windows basically done. And within the next couple of weeks, we're looking to have those six windows back in and start making plans to work on a grant for next year to do maybe six or eight more. We'd like to get all the windows downstairs done with the next grant, and I think that's going to be a possibility. So we're looking forward to that. And then we can move upstairs and start working on those up there. But it's a slow process, but we are making progress. And I'd like to personally thank all the folks that showed up to at the Cumberland Run at the park. Had a very successful day, and we made quite a bit of money. And we made enough money out there until we're going to be able to parlay that into maybe as many as two windows from the money made up there. So these are some of the things we've got going, and just we appreciate everyone here, and we hope everyone will show up tomorrow for the Chili Festival. And I know that to help the folks down at the senior center. And just the things going on here, you know, we have so many things going on in Clay County. If we can just let people know, get them to stop, take part in it. And with that, I guess, if you'll give me a number between 1 and 6, we'll award one of our gifts today.
We'll go with 4.
4. Look like number 4 is Allison Massengill Loftus.
Very good.
So, Allison, you have won a gift over to the chamber, and you come over by there and pick up your gift. And with that, I guess we'll shut the doors of the old building here. We've about got everything put back where it belongs. And say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on our radio dial, which if you're hearing me, you're probably tuned to WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, we will say good day, Clay County. See you next week.